Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Five guys and a woman talking to us a little later on. Dr. Mina going to phone the program. Nick's got a couple gigs set tonight.
Tomorrow, I'll be at Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha Friday night and the Gold Slipper in Dunlap, Iowa on Saturday. And Barleycorns in Wichita Friday, October 1st.
All right. Go see Nick. Get a chance. And Dr. Mina a little later on this morning. Also, Lewis Black. We did a Zoom call with Lewis Black that we're going to debut at the live show that didn't happen because of COVID. And so we shared that on the social media. It's on our Facebook page, on our Twitter, on the YouTube. Check it out. It's fun.
A note for our Deadpool players. An actress by the name of Janice Paige, P-A-I-G-E.
Somebody really old.
One of the last surviving stars from the golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah, that's old.
What was the golden age of Hollywood?
Back in the day.
30s, 40s, like, you know.
Cary Grant.
Yep.
She's 99 today.
All right. Write that down.
So I guess we would accept that as a hit.
She died.
She's famous enough.
Oh,
no,
she
no,
died.
No. It's her birthday. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's 99 today.
Right. Just a Deadpool alert.
Yeah. Just an alert. A warning, a watch.
This says the golden age was the 20s to the 60s when the studio system ruled.
Got it. That makes sense. All right.
Well, Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, is she in Mr. Skin anywhere? Great actress, 99. Let's see if she has her cans are hanging.
What was
out.
The name again?
Janice Paige.
P-A-I-G-E.
Yeah, probably not. Unless she got naked in the mid-60s or something like that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like her.
That was a lot
that
more rare
sound
back
like
then.
The Janice I know.
Well, he covers that in his documentary.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I haven't watched it. I can't click on that.
Though. You know, way back. Nudity.
I'm not seeing her.
No, okay.
No.
How about a current shot? Her naked.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Wait, I've seen that, by the way. When I worked at a nursing home, you don't want to ever see that again.
Oh.
And they might not have been 99, but they were pretty damn old. And when you're 17, it's not attractive.
You don't want to see.
You're suggesting that at some point it is?
I don't know. Are you.
At some point, you're grateful to see it.
Are you 88? You're grateful? I don't know, man.
I
know. I don't think you are. My dad wasn't.
Okay.
He liked 40-year-olds.
You make a good point. I'd forgotten about that.
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had the option. He actually chose hookers.
he chose 40-year-old hookers.
Like it would depend on how, if you had a drought, like if you were
a drought, yeah.
And hoping she kept for anything.
And if she kept that thing shimmed up, you might be okay. Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Right.
Yeah, the question is.
But the house coat falling open in a nursing home when you're 17 is not something you want to visualize ever again. Apparently, I still have it there.
Yeah. Hey, kid.
At that point, would she settle for you?
Oh, right.
We never consider that.
Oh, yeah. No, we never do.
We assume, of course she'd want us.
Right. You're all pockmarked and horny.
In the morning. Enjoy your breakfast.
That's the enjoy your breakfast right after we've been, you know, just spent minutes talking about being armpit deep.
That wasn't the gross part.
No.
The 99-year-old naked woman is what we,
that's
we draw
a bit
the line
much.
At that. We
yeah.
draw the line there.
The Federal Aviation Administration recently extended the COVID-19 mask mandate on flights through the middle of January.
Good.
Southwest Airlines and American Airlines are extending their pause on serving alcohol.
Well, America doesn't
of
do it either.
Of course they are.
Through January of 2022. Yeah.
Who's serving?
Delta did. I drank.
Okay.
United, yeah. Alaska, yeah. and JetBlue all offering beer and wine for coach passengers.
Yeah. No vodka?
No, I had hard liquor. And,
did you?
When I flew back to... I flew Delta twice this summer, actually.
American is actually serving alcohol in first and business class.
Yeah, I had alcohol. And I was in comfort, though, at one point, and that's right behind first class. Still nicer than coach, but they served alcohol. Yeah, I got vodka.
Comfort class sounds so hospice-y.
I know.
it does. Yeah. I'm so, in comfort class.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, the end is near.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I know. They call it Delta Comfort.
Well, just keep you comfortable till the rest of your flight.
I think it's a good thing we didn't know how long all this was going to go on at the beginning of it.
I know. Well,
like, who was it? Was it David Cross that was saying that he was filming something? And they're like, we'll be back in 3 weeks. Right. Like, everybody just thought it was going to be this little blip.
Well, thank you for the vaccine. I was telling somebody again this yesterday. A friend of mine I hadn't seen. I saw him recently yesterday, and he heard me on the radio saying I had COVID. I said, yeah. I said, thanks for the vaccine. I was sick for 3 days, and not even that bad, me personally, because I had the vaccine.
Exactly.
But there are some older people that get the vaccine that can still die because unvaccinated kill people.
They do.
Yep.
Hawaiian Airlines.
Which island?
Put out their statement saying guests can enjoy a complimentary Kaloa rum punch drink.
All right.
And purchase other assorted beverages. A complimentary Kaloa rum punch drink.
I think you're right, Todd. I think Southwest is just lazy.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
They're not flying any more passengers than all these other major airlines. I mean, I don't know why America's not doing it, but I get that, Craig thinks everybody's drunk on a plane, act like idiots, but not really.
My guess is American is also lazy.
All right.
If things on the planes calm down, because it doesn't seem like there's been as many stories out recently about people freaking out over the masks.
We don't see the stories, but I don't think there's. I think there's a zero tolerance policy at this point. I mean, they don't even want to put up with it.
Yeah.
They say the ban on coach class alcohol service on American and Southwest is based on friction with passengers over the mask mandate. Some 85% of flight attendants report dealing with unruly passengers.
They don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah,
but once again, talk about a class system.
Oh, totally.
I mean, Southwest has done that first class, but some of these airlines are what? You can drink in first class and nowhere else?
Yeah.
Because first class costs more, and which it does.
Well, or because first class tends to behave.
Right.
They're like, these people will be fine. Right. The rest of you can't handle yourselves.
But not everybody's a nut job in coach. We all fly coach.
Yeah. Yes, but it's kindergarten mentality. The masses get punished for one person acting up.
Yeah, but
and there's just no other way around.
I'm with Todd. There's other airlines that are allowing it.
0.1% unruly drunks. We got to shut it down for the other 99.9%.
Only in two airlines. The rest of them are doing it right.
Well, you are saying 0.1. The flight attendants are saying 85% of us have dealt with these asshats and we're tired of it. Yeah. For you, this may be a 0.1%. For them, it's not.
Well, you're right, Nick. I haven't seen stories.
Well, how about we get on the plane, man, a half an hour into it, if everybody's behaving, you get a beer.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Hey, there's some incentive.
Throw us a bone.
I mean, I got blitzed in D.C. because I knew I couldn't fly. So this defeats even the purpose. Perfect example. Everybody waiting for the Southwest flight from D.C. to Omaha, a direct flight. I mean, we knew we couldn't drink on that. I knew I couldn't. And I wasn't driving once I landed in Omaha. So in the D.C. airport, I just poured it on at the bar. So I got on the plane hammered.
That's always a good look as a parental figure. Hey, well, I know I'm really drunk now, but I can't drink on the plane. So that's why I'm getting wasted here.
But my kids are teenagers and they get it. So do yours.
Hell yeah.
Isn't that when most of the unruly people appear? It's when they're
getting on. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so obviously they got their alcohol from another source.
Well, they're drinking in the airport, right. Which you can everywhere.
And the FAA is talking to the airports and trying to figure that part out, too.
Well, they ain't stopping
that.
Oh,
no. Well,
they're looking into trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why that guy cut me off in Phoenix once.
Yeah.
Well, you were blitzed.
But that was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they want help cutting down drinking in airport, they got to talk to that bartender that cut you off.
Right. Right. Whatever. I'm flying Southwest again for Thanksgiving, but I got to drive when I land anyway, so I'm not really worried about drinking. Yeah. And on the way home, I won't be driving, so I will.
Yeah, I can get through a flight without a drink, but I'd like the option.
You should. Well, you have to fly a different airline, you know.
Obviously. Yeah.
There you go. There's just a couple that you don't get to fly.
I think people are, too. I guarantee there's people that are just flying to other airlines just to have, so they can have just a cocktail.
Yeah.
It's one cocktail.
Well, for everybody that has a drink and freaks out, there are a lot of people that it just helps calm them their nerves while they're flying.
Thank you. That's exactly why you should drink on planes, was to calm my nerves. I was a nervous flyer.
Okay, but does that transfer to cigarette smokers?
No, but that's a legit question.
Because you're not spitting a drink in somebody's face.
Right. No. I'm just talking the addiction part. How long? Because when you are addicted to something like nicotine. And then you can't have it, you're going to get a little irritable sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That's Xanax, then.
Well, they could use gum or, lozenges or something.
Okay, so what? Can you do the same thing for people freaking out about their alcohol?
You've been alcohol gum, sure. That'd be great.
Yeah.
A little lozenge, okay. That'd be fine. Something.
I'd be chewing that all damn day.
Some booze hard candy?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. They don't offer us alcoholics an alternative. No.
Damn right. Little barrels of the little barrel candy, but solid whiskey.
Okay.
I'd suck on that all day. Yes, that stuck to the tape.
And try the candy.
Yeah, because like a nicotine addict would have hated my last flight. Well, probably would have gone.
You can't smoke on flights for like 30 years now.
No. I'm talking about the 3-hour layover in Denver, but an addict would have gone
outside
security.
They go outside.
And smoked a pack and then come back in.
I still
see
people.
Time.
Yeah, right.
Those smoking rooms in the airport are like the saddest places.
And AR, not many left.
They're going away.
Uh-huh.
Denver doesn't have any anymore.
I didn't see one in Atlanta last time I was there either, and I thought Atlantic. Does Vegas still have theirs? Because that was a smoking terrarium.
I think I heard Salt Lake City and Vegas are about the last ones.
Oh, I did see one in Salt Lake City.
That
right.
still have the smoking terrarium. Right.
I'm surprised that Salt Lake would be one of the holdouts.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky.
I've been on that.
Sure.
I've been there in a while, but I used to fly
Nashville, Atlanta, Vegas.
Still some terrariums there. Okay.
Yeah. And then a lot
of sad, ashen-looking people in there, man.
Salt Lake City, Dulles.
I used to see people bringing their kids in and sit there with them.
Oh, no.
I used to see that back in the day. They're bad people.
That's like those are very smoky rooms.
Right. Oh, my God.
And the ceiling's a completely different color than the rest of the airport.
So are the people.
Nicotine-stained.
Yeah.
You smoke. Did you go in those things?
Yeah. You know, briefly, because it's hard, even as a smoker, it's hard to be like, man, this is pretty smoky.
Two people smoking in here.
I remember the Vegas smoke eater machines didn't work very well.
No.
Because that terrarium would open up and it would just reek of cigarette smoke.
Now, the ones
in Denver, they had pretty good smoke eaters. They were actually.
Yeah, that one on the Southwest Terminal in Vegas is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one in Denver was an actual bar that you had to go in and you had to purchase a drink.
I remember that.
Smoke in the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, but was it a terrarium, though? They closed the doors?
Yeah. It was an enclosed
bar. Oh, my God. You imagine working in there?
No, thanks. Apparently, Cincinnati is the one you want to go for because it's a $6 all-day access fee, and you get a complimentary drink with your $6.
Okay. See, that's kind of the same thing Denver was, but they've shut them down since.
That's a good deal just for the drink.
Right.
In an airport? Yeah, three of them.
A complimentary one, right?
Yeah.
You probably get a beer.
All right.
Or some watered-down drink.
Yeah, the smoking rooms.
And a tumor. You get a tumor, too, while you're in it.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in, like, there's a butterfly thing at the zoo where to leave, they've got, like, double doors where you have to, like, stand in there and make sure you don't have anything. Yeah.
Right.
They should have that something like that for these smoking things. Because if it's just one door, all that smoke's just going into the airport.
Spray your ass down, right? Freedom.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A viral TikTok video has sparked a debate on whether men are pretending to be incompetent to get out of doing certain household chores.
Oh, no way.
Well, I got yelled at again yesterday. I loaded the dishwasher, and she looked at it, and she goes, this is wrong. I said, I really want to say, and she's probably listening, I think he's driving to work now. Honey, I love you. You're right.
What'd you do wrong?
I put something in the wrong area of the dishwasher.
I've done that before,
and
too.
I don't understand
why. The wrong
why,
rack?
Whatever. The smaller dish should have been on the bottom, not the top. And I said, you know, you always want to say, I'm not going to do it, but you can't say that.
Right.
So then is it okay for you to put dishes in the sink, and she loads up the dishwasher.
Well, I load the dishwasher.
That's an egregious violation in my house.
I mean, she probably does it more than I do. Yeah. But I will load the dishwasher.
It's got to go directly to the dishwasher. No time in the sink.
No, I can leave it in the sink for a little bit.
Unless the dishwasher's going, right. Then you get a pass.
I've gotten that about the dishwasher before too. Like that's not where that goes. I'm like, doesn't everything just go in the dishwasher?
I'm not incompetent. I don't claim incompetence. I just load it that way.
I've avoided learning how to do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like small-scale carpentry or fixing, like, any appliance or anything. Like, I don't
experts
know how to do it.
Experts are better at it.
I mean, as a kid, I purposely sucked at mowing the lawn because I knew Dad would just take over.
Right. And that's the thing that is really what they're asking in this thing. Are you purposely doing something horribly or just not trying at something as a way to get out of it?
No, because I don't do much.
So you don't do it anymore.
You're right.
You
check.
Did it earlier. Yeah, you're out of these things now.
I don't do much
either. And now you don't have to do it anymore.
I can load the dishwasher, so I do that. Yeah. But apparently I don't do laundry correctly.
Well, that makes
no
sense. Laundry, that's wrong.
I don't do laundry.
Laundry is everything at once.
See, that's why I only do my laundry.
Yeah, I do my laundry.
I wouldn't do her laundry right, so I don't do her laundry.
I do my laundry, right.
Yeah.
I can load things into the washer, but I'm not good at picking out what needs to be dried and what does not go in the dryer.
Oh, see, that's
like,
the thing.
I can't be trusted
that's why
to
I do
that.
My laundry.
That's why I just do my laundry, because I don't have those nice things.
I do my laundry and I do towels. Sometimes I'll venture in the writer's room, which is someplace you don't want to go.
Towels walk out on their own?
Yeah, you know 16-year-old boys.
I always feel like an idiot when it comes time to separate whose clothes are who after the laundry's been clean.
Right.
Because
don't you love picking up your daughter's underwear? That's always
right. I'm like,
creeps you out.
I'm like, is this whose is this?
Yeah. Is this your underwear, mom, or is this your? This is my wife or my daughter's
our
underwear.
T-shirts for the boys and stuff. I mean, like a lot of just feel like makes me feel like a bad dad. So I'm like, whose clothes are these? Like, Dad, I wore that shirt yesterday. I'm like, oh,
so.
But it is different. Yeah. It is different grabbing your wife's underwear compared to your daughter's underwear. And that did not stick to the tape.
No.
We are talking about laundry here.
Not in the least.
When you find out the exact same looking underwear is your daughter's and not your wife's, you go, oh, oh, stupid. I get it, but, you know.
But it's not.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
But it's clean, usually.
Yeah, but you don't want anything to do with one, and you want everything to do with the other.
Say it.
Right.
Say it out loud.
No.
Say it out loud.
Hell no.
But they look very similar.
When they start at a certain age, it's similar, you know. Bush's daughter's not that age yet.
And she's already in the loop with she does her laundry.
Okay, yeah.
All of us do our own laundry. All right. There's no issues here.
How do you hide the panties in your laundry, then?
Well, nobody does my laundry. There's no hiding.
That's why you do your own laundry.
That's right. These panties are bigger.
I think they fit just fine.
They're your dad's.
Why does all of your underwear have a hole in the back?
So the video that prompted people to wonder if men are just trying to be stupid to get out of things was a video posted showing a woman writing a detailed grocery list for her husband that included pictures of the items and a map of the grocery store showing exactly where to find them.
Yeah,
the video inspired.
In a guy's defense, I've been in the grocery store before that I had to pick something up. My wife knows the store a lot better than I do. I have to tell her. I said, "What aisle is this in?"
I've called my wife from the grocery store after I've walked around for 4 minutes. Been like, where is this?
You can't just ask someone there.
Is this guy a complete idiot, or is his wife just treating him like a complete idiot?
The video inspired the hashtag weaponized incompetence. That comes from the argument that men are pretending that they're unable to perform certain tasks because so that women will just do them themselves.
Yeah, busted.
Yeah.
So who knows about this particular guy or this particular woman, because she could just be difficult herself.
Oh, she's one of those chicks that wants it done right now.
Right. Oh, yeah. Which is, by the way, is called a woman.
Yeah, which is most of them.
Now.
Because once I went to the grocery store, my wife had
not
written...
5 minutes, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
That's too long.
The show's almost over.
Would you mind if I finish this paragraph that I'm reading?
No. No.
That's not cool.
Nope.
Yeah, I got sent to the store once with a list that said snack crackers on it.
Uh-huh. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know, but I...
Cracker aisles is huge.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So I'm looking at the crackers, and there's a box that says snack crackers on it. And I was like, well, I'll be damned. I found them.
Wrong. They weren't. That wasn't the right one, was it?
It wasn't the right one.
So I get home, and they weren't Cheez-Its. But you got to write Cheez-Its on the thing.
You do have to write Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies.
And that's not a dude thing. That's just be specific with what you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll be
damned. I will get you anything you want. Just tell me what it is.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they had a box that said snack crackers on it.
I'll be damned.
I have more than once asked for texted pictures of what is it that you want.
Done that too.
Text me a picture of the old one
right.
So I know exactly, so I don't get my ass chewed when I get home.
I FaceTimed from the aisles.
That's why.
Like, this one.
That's why I have about 8 pictures of tampons on my phone.
Uh-huh, yep, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That's
one of the reasons.
Yeah. And for Tampon Tuesday. Tampon Tuesday.
I should start that, but we already have one going for Tuesday. Damn it. Dr. Mina later on. You know, she bitches her husband.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.